America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a new strategy of the Democrats, and it is to push for gun control at all costs, especially going into the midterm elections. Joe Biden decided it was a good idea to step up with his Memorial Day push for gun control. In fact, he decided to criticize, quote, high caliber weapons. So what is a high caliber weapon, you may be asking? I can tell you. And before I get to that, I want to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without their support, we wouldn't be here. And they do amazing work for people just like you when it comes to protecting your assets, especially with what's going on in the economy right now. Many have lost a lot of money in their retirement portfolio with what's been happening with inflation, with the markets, with prices skyrocketing, and with what's going on at the gas pump. Now, here's the question I have for you. Could you have diversified your investments and protected some of your hard-earned dollars from what's been happening in your retirement account? That is exactly where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. They can help you protect your hard-earned dollars. In fact, gold and precious metals are used all over the world as a hedge against inflation. When markets get volatile, like they are right now, in a bear market, people head to gold and precious metals. Governments head to gold and precious metals. Why do they do it? To protect the hard-earned dollars and their capital. If you've never looked at gold and silver, call Legacy Precious Metals right now and get the free investment guide on gold. Call them 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 and get the investor's guide for free. They're also online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, Joe Biden now says that a high caliber weapon is a 9mm bullet. He says that it'll blow the lung out. Now, I have a 9mm. I have actually a lot of them. As many of you know, I own a gun store. In fact, the history of a 9mm is a complete opposite of that. Now, if you're not a gun person, and I'm not really a gun person either, there's experts that know a lot more than I do, but I do know the basics, okay? A 9mm weapon was actually designed for law enforcement and others to be able to carry a lighter round. A round is one round of ammunition. There were a lot of people that did not like carrying a higher caliber weapon, a 45 or a 40, because it was so heavy. And so what they decided was, they said, look, this is really weighing down a person's belt, right? It's hanging on the right side or left side, and it's a lot of weight. And so a 9mm was actually created for the purpose of not being a, quote, high-caliber weapon. It was created to be a lighter round and a lighter weapon so that it would be less of a drag on a person or law enforcement or military. In fact, a 9mm really replaced, in many ways, a 40 and a 45. But if you're a Democrat, you have to lie. You can't tell the truth. You have to demonize the most popular handgun round in America, because that's what you do when you're pushing to take away men and women's rights to bear arms in the United States of America in violation of the Constitution. So as President Joe Biden spoke, I hate to say spoke, I'd rather just be honest, as he decided to read from a teleprompter, right, because he doesn't really speak anymore, on Memorial Day, he criticized, quote, high-caliber weapons. Now, part of the reason why I will never trust liberals on gun control is because they don't even understand guns. They don't understand caliber. They don't understand weapons. They don't understand anything except for this. If they see a gun and it looks like it's a bad gun, a mean gun, a militarized gun as they describe it, then they want to ban it. It could be a .22. They don't care. It could be a BB gun. They don't care. It could be a pellet gun and it looks mean and bad and they want to ban it, because they ban things not based on facts. They ban things based on emotions. And so now you have a president out there on Memorial Day criticizing, quote, high-caliber weapons, and claims that a 9mm bullet, quote, blows the lung out of the body. That's not true. Biden made this statement while telling reporters about a Senate briefing that he had received regarding gunshot wounds. He said, quote, the .22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung. You ready for this? And we can get it out, Biden said. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. That's just a lie. This is not the first time Biden has included the 9mm round in his gun control rhetoric, and this is part of the slippery slope that I've talked about. In fact, if you go back to July 21st, 2021, Biden talked about a push to eliminate 9mm pistols during a CNN town hall. He said, quote, the idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous. Now, obviously, Democrats right now have figured out they've gotten their marching orders, right? They know what their orders are. It is to push for gun control now, clearly, at all costs. This morning on MSNBC, Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, he said that it is he had a new goal, and his goal, as he put it, is to stop the pipelines that are feeding children to carry guns. Now, I'm okay with saying no guns for kids. I think that's a great idea, right? That's something I'm okay with. I don't want young people to have guns. But this is not about young people, folks. They're also lying to you. How do I know it? They said that the number one killer of children is guns. Did you know that's a lie? It's a big lie. How do we know this? Because the number one killer of kids right now is drug overdoses. You want to talk about the number one killer of kids? It's fentanyl, not guns. But let's lie to the American people anyway. Take a listen to Eric Adams saying the new goal is to stop the pipelines that are feeding children to carry guns. The goal is to go after these guns. Now, we'll let you get the fentanyl. We'll let you have an open border. We'll let you die of a drug overdose. But we're going to make sure that our agenda claims that guns are the number one killer of kids, when in fact that is a lie. And we're going to keep telling you that lie because we don't care about your kids and protecting them from drugs. We only care about trying to win an election. And the election issue we think we can win on is lying to you about guns while your kids are dying of ODs of fentanyl.
For Sarah, joining us now here in New York is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's co-chair of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a nonpartisan coalition of more than 1,000 mayors that works within every town for gun safety. The mayors are asking the Senate to take action on gun reform in the wake of the mass shootings in Uvalde and in Buffalo. Mr. Mayor, great to see you. Thanks for being with us. I was thinking, as we talk about the funerals this week of 10, 11-year-olds, that you've had to deal with that yourself as a mayor. We had an 11-year-old girl shot and killed in the Bronx just last week. What do you propose to do in your city first, and then we can talk about the country about stopping gun violence?
And that's important. And at the top of the show, the mayor, Mayor McLaughlin. I'm going to call him today because this is a mayor's battle. Mayors are being impacted by that. And here in New York, we saw just last week two guns outside of school. Inside the school, young man had two loaded, 15 years old, had two loaded guns in his backpack. We also saw another child the next day that had a loaded gun in his backpack. He was 13. And so we wanted to focus on several different ways. Number one, my neighborhood safety team, we took 2,900 guns off the street since I have been the mayor. That's unimaginable. And in addition to that, we're making sure that we continue to have the drills with our school safety officers and inside our schools, school safety agents inside our school to be prepared. And we are. So the goal is to go after those guns, but also stop the pipeline that are feeding children to carry guns.
We've been focused on the AR-15.
You notice I just said we've been focused on the AR-15, right? You hear that. But then he goes into 9mm as well. I'll have more of this lie, and we should all admit it's a lie. We should all talk about it being a lie. Because they're not actually going to solve problems if they're having to lie to you to get legislation passed.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to give you a perfect example of how you know the Democrats are going to lie to you at all costs to get universal gun control. They're going to tell you it's something called they just want a universal background check. No, they want universal gun control. And what they keep doing is they keep telling you, and they're going to keep telling you this over and over and over again. So understand that we as Democrats in liberal states, we have extreme gun control like Chicago and New York and California. We have all these things. And your guns coming into my state is what's killing my kids. That's how they're pushing for universal gun control. Forget states' rights. They're refusing to admit that extreme gun control, which we have in places like New York and Washington, D.C. for years, right, has in fact not worked. They will not tell you the truth. They will not actually say it's kind of been a failure. No, they're going to keep telling you that this is something that is a mandate. And they're going to tell you that if you're upset, don't be mad at Democrats. You need to be mad at Republicans. Because Republicans are the ones that have lax gun control laws. And with those lax gun control laws, it's costing us the lives of our kids in our cities because there are so many different guns coming in from all these other terrible states in America that happen to be conservative. Now, they'll tell you it's a background check problem, even though it actually isn't. The data clearly shows that we have a very strong background check system. They'll argue, though, that we've done nothing to change that, which we actually have. They'll talk about gun control loopholes, as they call them. Background check loopholes. They want universal background checks, and there's loopholes. Even though it's very clear that the loopholes are not the, quote, issue at all. But this is how you lie to people. Take a listen to Eric Adams, the New York mayor, and I want you to also think about the context of what I'm about to play for you. Eric is the mayor, not even a governor. He's the mayor of a city, a very small city. Yes, has a large population, New York City, but it's a very, 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 very small city. New York City, you could also argue, is like no other city in America. New York City has had a real big problem with crime right now because New York City was one of the first woke cities to go defund the police. It was one of the first cities to go anti-police. It's one of the, remember, if you don't believe me, Black Lives Matter was chanting, "What do we want dead cops? What do we want them now?" as they were in one of the bridges. Don't forget that, traveling in New York when they were going across one of their famous bridges. What do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? That's what they're chanting. New York City is one of the liberal, woke cities in America. And we all know it. But you listen to this new mayor who can't even get his own crime under control in his own city. And now using him, right? They're now using him to say, this is what the rest of the country needs. Now, before I play what he has to say for you, I also want to remind you of another headline that is going to never see the light of day. Did you know that there was a woman that shot a gunman dead after he began firing at a graduation party? That's right. This woman, instead of running from the threat, she engaged the threat and saved lives. It's kind of an important story, you would think. How is this woman not being touted as a hero right now? It's another question we should all be asking. Sure enough, and again, you will hear nothing about this. This woman decided to shoot at a man who was firing a gun at a graduation party. Detectives have now praised her for saving many lives, quote unquote. How many? We don't know exactly how many because how could you know that? But what they do know is based on his firepower and based on him being a copycat clearly of last week, she saved lives by her taking the action to protect and defend herself with her own firearm. What a noble and great idea. Now, just remind you, again, I say this to remind you, the media will not report on this. They don't want you to know that a good guy, a woman, a mother with a gun, killed a bad guy with a gun. Not just a bad guy, a guy that was trying to commit a mass shooting, just like the one we saw in Texas last week. Now, this is a story that you would think she would immediately become the breaking news. Like, well, you know, this is amazing. They can never, ever tell you her story on TV. They will never tell this story in the newspaper. And the reason why is because it's contagious. It's a story that by default is advocating for people protecting the thing themselves, not depending on the police, which means you're not depending on the government, which means the government loses control and power over you. You know, every time a good guy with a gun kills somebody, a bad guy, right, that has a gun, every time it happens, they must run from that story because it is advocating for gun ownership. It is advocating for responsible gun owners to have a permit to carry or a constitutional carry. Now, this woman saved a bunch of lives. They don't care about saving lives. That's part of what you also need to understand. They just want to take over your life. Democrats want to control your life, but it's not just Democrats. It's any liberal world leader now. And what they've also have learned very quickly is if you unite the world, you can get things done. They learned this, by the way, from COVID and the COVID lockdowns, right? If it's normal for Australia to lock you down and then China to lock you down and then the entire EU to lock you down and then to America to lock you down, then Canada to lock you down, then you're not going to think it's abnormal when your freedoms are trampled on because all these other countries are doing it too for gun control propaganda. He actually said almost the exact same thing that Trudeau said in Canada. The exact same thing, by the way, that was said by the mayor of New York this morning. Joe Biden literally on Memorial Day said, quote, the Constitution, the Second Amendment was never absolute. This is what they're doing, by the way, with the Supreme Court. If you can undermine and demonize a system that you don't like and you claim that the system is rigged, it's the same thing they've done with elections, right? Oh, the elections were rigged. Right? Oh, well, this happened. Oh, there was collusion. Oh, that we just lied to you. If we can make the lie seem normal, then we can get people to say, well, and an entire generation said, yeah, the Constitution sucks. I don't like it. Well, I mean, the Second Amendment's stupid. I don't like it. Right? You undermine the premise of there actually being law and order in the United States of America. It's the same thing they did with police officers demonizing police. It wasn't just the way, and this was around the world. Remember, defund the police was not an American idea only. It was in Canada, and it was in Europe. And President Joe Biden coming out for more gun control, National Patriot Holiday tells you how bad they want to come after your guns. Because if you can't protect and defend yourself, then they're in charge of every aspect of your life. He said, quote, the Constitution, the Second Amendment was never absolute. Press reporters about gun control as he returned to Washington, D.C. from Delaware for memorial ceremonies. Biden also falsely claimed again that Americans were unable to purchase a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed, despite being repeatedly fact-checked as false, even by the Washington Post and liberal PolitiFact. Over and over again, you just tell lies. If you say it long enough, people will believe you. He said again yesterday, knowing it's a lie, you can't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed and you couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons. Both of those are lies. You could buy a cannon. There was nothing in the Second Amendment that said you couldn't own a cannon and you could go out and purchase lots of weapons. There was no limits on the number of weapons you could buy. Biden recalled a briefing that he had when he was a senator on bullet calibers and the damage they caused the human body. And he said the .22 caliber bullet, which, by the way, can travel a mile, Biden then went on to demonize the most popular caliber out there, 9mm bullet. Doesn't anything to do with AR-15s or AK-47s or anything else, right? Because this is what's happened. Democrats have said all guns are bad and we're going to ban them all. They don't care if it's they just claim everything is evil, but no one should own it, right? He said, quote, a 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. That's a lie. There are many people that have been shot with a 9mm and their lungs have not been blown out of their body. Quote, the idea of a high caliber weapon, there is no rationale for it in terms of self-protection and hunting. Number one gun that people use for personal carry, a 9mm, is now, he's saying, there is no rationale for it in terms of self-protection and hunting. So the gun that I carry, the caliber that I carry, the number one caliber that we sell, the number one selling caliber in America, they have now decided that it is no longer rational for you to carry that weapon for personal protection. And you don't need it for hunting either, so let's ban it. MSNBC, by the way, jumping on the bandwagon because all this is coordinated, telling the amazing story of what a real leader looks like. This morning, they came out and said, you want to know who a real leader is? It's Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. Why? Because seizing what happened in Texas introduced a bill to prevent the buying and selling of handguns nationwide in Canada. If you don't think this is a global push for gun control, you're an idiot. Listen.
I want to consider how a real democracy actually handles gun issues and changes to gun laws.
By the way, Canada is not a real democracy. If they were, they wouldn't have arrested people for honking. Remember when they outlawed honking in Canada? Honking your car was against the law in Canada. Remember when they referred to the truckers who were furious over vaccine mandates to carry their loads back and forth into America? Because that was a vaccine mandate, they referred to them as terrorists. And now MSNBC is telling you that they're a real democracy.
Consider what Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had to say about guns in Canada. Listen to this.
2 years ago, we banned 1,500 models of assault-style weapons, including the Ruger Mini 14 used at Polytechnique and the AR-50. We also expanded background checks to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. We did it because it was what responsible leadership required us to do. And now, as we see gun violence continue to rise, it is our duty to keep taking action. So today, we're moving forward. We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on gun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, capping the market for handguns.
That's in Canada, by the way. If you want to know the moment that Canada lost their freedom, it is exactly when Trudeau said what he just said about handguns. We're capping handguns. You will no longer be able to buy a handgun or sell a handgun. Listen again. Listen, and the people behind him who just referred to the truckers as domestic terrorists, asking people for honking, who referred to people helping the truckers stand the ground as terrorists and arrest their cars. And the gasoline, the diesel they're bringing to those big rigs has taken away their ability for those people to set up the country. And this is Canada saying, we're better than the rest of the world and you should do what we're doing.
We're moving forward. We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership.
I pause because this is happening in Canada. This is in Canada, right next door. In Canada, they want to say you can't own a handgun.
What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns.
In other words, you can't protect and defend your family with any handguns. We won't allow it. Adolf Hitler said it great. Hitler was brilliant on gun control. He understood gun control. He said they were going to become the greatest nation in the world because they regulated guns. He said it was going to turn them into the greatest nation in the world when they took away all the guns. The Nazi gun control argument was if you give up your guns, we'll all be safe.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show me one place in the world where they have passed extreme gun control and the freedoms of the people in that country were infringed upon by the government. Show it to me. I want to see it. China, by the way, has extreme gun control. They also have slave labor camps, sex trafficking, human rights abuses, people that disappear, people that are tortured and beaten, put into slavery with unfair trials. They have actual slave labor in China. But hey, they've got gun control, so it must be worth it. New York has extreme gun control, not working. Chicago, extreme gun control, not working. Which brings me back to Eric Adams. See, New York mayor understands something. If you can lie and tell people the number one killer of kids is guns, when it's actually not, it's drugs, it's fentanyl. But who cares if you're lying, right? You can also criticize the rest of the country and say, well, we've done it right. We've got gun control and it's not working. But the reason why it's not working is because there's too many guns out there in other, you know, states that are more conservative in America and all their guns are coming to New York. That's the argument, right? It's really y'all's fault. Listen to this logic. Well, we've done it right. You guys haven't. We need universal gun control in all of America, just like they're doing in Canada. Right now in Canada, you can't even buy a handgun anymore with this new legislation. And they're cheering it. And the reason why is because in Canada, I think they realize, wow, the citizens in Canada have really woken up. Right? The citizens in Canada, especially with the lockdowns and what happened with the truckers, they are now a threat to our power. And we need to make sure they can't rise up against us in the future, because that was, they were, I think, saying this is way too close to people actually being able to rise up. So how do you take away their power? Take away their guns. Say no one's allowed to have a handgun anywhere ever. That's what you do. That's what you gotta do, right? Just make it so. That's why Canada all of a sudden moved. Because they realize that the people are waking up. And as soon as that happens, you got to shut them down. So back to the New York mayor. Hey, America, pay attention. We're doing it right. You need to be just like New York.
And you're so right. This problem is not a local problem. It's not in New York. It's not Atlanta, Chicago problem. This is a national crisis. And we have not been attacking this as a national crisis. New York City, strong gun laws that we may lose through the Supreme Court, but we have strong gun laws. But when you allow guns to be purchased in Georgia and Atlanta and other localities, and then they're brought into the inner city through the iron pipeline, that's a real problem. Look what they just did in Atlanta. In Atlanta, they basically dismantled all the rules around background checks and identification. That's an issue that we must face. But background check must go further.
That didn't happen. It's not true. If you go and you go to buy a gun at a gun store, any gun store, pawn shop, you have to have a background check. They did not dismantle background checks in Atlanta. The other thing that I think is just amazing is every city that he just mentioned, by the way, is in fact a liberal city. Did you notice that? They're all liberal cities. And they all have gun control. But he's saying the real reason why, the only reason why gun control isn't working, the only reason, is because all these other cities have gun control. Or don't have gun control, I should say. All these other conservative cities and states haven't gotten rid of their gun control, right? That's the only, that's the, you know, they're not moving quickly enough with New York. Right. They need to be more like us in New York and Chicago and Atlanta. Right. They need to be more like us. And if they would just get on board and be more like us, then everything would be OK.
ID. We need the social media industry to be part of this, using artificial intelligence to identify those who are using dangerous terms so we could talk to proper background check, not only what on paper and documented, but what they're doing in social media.
So let's just recap the last 24 hours. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduces a bill, which it looks like he has the votes for, to prevent the buying, the selling of handguns, transferring of handguns forever. You will no longer be allowed to own a handgun in Canada. The catalyst for this is very clear. The truckers standing up in Canada was a threat to their power, and they said, wow, this was way too close for comfort for us. What does the president come out and say? Joe Biden comes out on Memorial Day and says the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. We undermine the Constitution. We undermine the Second Amendment. And then we tell people that 9mm, the most popular round in America, is the worst round. It can blow your lung out the back, and so therefore you should be against it. And then the New York mayor says, our gun control is working. It's just not working because of you guys having freedoms to buy guns around the country, which we have gotten rid of here. In fact, the Constitution has struck us down. Pay attention, folks. They're not stopping. They're coming for your weapons. It's clear. Please share our podcasts with everybody that you know. Please hit the share button. Follow us. Hit that auto download so that you can get this show each and every single day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.